Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu coming to you from the GTA Con, and we're here with Nick and Graham, and they have created an awesome-looking book called Yuki vs. Panda. What can you tell us about the book, guys?
Well, Yuki vs. Panda is kind of East meets West story. Love story, but mostly wrapped up in revenge story. It's a little bit of anime meets Western influences, and
basically it's about a Japanese schoolgirl and a panda fighting natural enemies in the wild.
Nice. You know?
There's a long-winded story, and it's you kind of there's not one, like, people may think that the panda was the bad guy or something, but you actually see the story from both people's perspective. So when you choose a team, Yuki or Panda, you know, you can kind of get behind the character. There's not like you feel like, oh, that guy's the villain and this guy's the good guy. Like, they're both have their motivations for not liking each other. And so that's the book is them exploring their intertwined fates.
Cool.
Yeah.
How long did it take you guys to work on the book?
Quite a while, actually.
Yeah, a long time. They've been characters for a while. They were actually on a little show that we did. It was live action.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but the show got had it ran its course, but we kept the characters. So it's about almost a decade old. Like, but the comic book itself, like in this iteration, is only about a year and a half, 2 years old. So we have volume two coming out, and volume one is just out now. It's like the introduction to all the characters, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Was there any sort of inspiration for these characters?
A lot of different animes, a lot of, like, Ranma 1/2, obviously, is the most glaring obvious one. But, you know, other Western influences, too, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That's another big one, right? Like, Yuki and her friends are a lot like Buffy and her friends, and they're going through stuff in high school, so there's a bit of that, and,
There's so many references, like, put in there. If you know anything about pop culture, you'll get a laugh or two, but you'll see, oh, I know where they got that, or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we could chew your off all day about all the different influences we put into it.
That's cool. And where can people go to check out your work?
YukiVersusPanda.com.
And Comixology and stuff like that if they want to check out the book.
On iBooks, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we're on all that.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, all the major stuff we got to cover.
Cool. Sounds really interesting, and we'll get the word out about the book. And thanks for your time today, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.